Focus on flowers.
The orange oriental poppy, Papaver orientalis, is a drought-tolerant, old-fashioned staple in our perennial gardens. New cultivars have been developed so that now there are also pinks, maroons, and whites. They grow 2 to 3 feet tall with coarse and hairy leaves, showy blossoms, and magnificent seed pods. But new plants do not come true from seed. Also, the plants die down after their magnificent early summer display, so it is wise to interplant them with baby's breath or some other later bloomers. Poppies also resent being transplanted. Iceland poppies are biennials, and it is best to plant their seeds in late summer for bloom the following year. Scarlet Flanders poppies, also called corn poppies, are annuals. The opium poppy, known as the lettuce leaf poppy, has flowers that are usually pink or mauve, but are occasionally red or white. During ancient times, the milky nectar of the opium poppy, Papaver somniferum, provided the only antidote for excruciating pain that was available, and its effects have been recognized since Homer's time. Helen of Troy used a drink of opium nectar and wine to calm witnesses of the horrors of the Trojan War. While the Romans on occasion used opium for less than benign purposes, it took many centuries before opium was recognized as an addictive narcotic. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on poppies.